Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Kaffa K by Kaffa K. I'm your girl, Kaffa K. Nice to be with you on this podcast evening. Today it's quiet, no ambient noises. Praise the Lord. Like truly praise the Lord. Like, y'all, I can't. But I thank the Lord, truly. So, how has everyone been? I have been great. Go life too. Just going through life and doing the usual. I can't complain. I thank the Lord. Over the past few days, I have grown in leaps and bounds, and the Lord has exposed me to a lot of new things about hearing His voice and, you know, walking with Him and trusting Him and being friends with Him. So I wanted to continue along with that topic because last time we had left it off on a break, right? So we are going to continue with that topic. So that was to feel like I just dropped them, you know? Like, I didn't. Well, yeah, guys, I got you. I'm back. And I'm back with the topic. So we were talking about hearing the voice of God. And I was telling you about how God has been guiding me and telling me what I should do in my life and with my life. And it's been cray, guys. Hey, I won't lie, it's been cray, but in an adventurous kind of way, like not in a horrible way, really, because I've come to learn that in life, you're just supposed to trust God. In life, you're just supposed to take a leap of faith. You don't know where God is going to take you. You don't know what He has planned for you. But at the end of the day, our lives belong to Him. And I think that's the thing we forget. And we get so crazy and we get so angry when things don't go the way we want them to go. But then if we think about it, it's like, if things don't go the way God wants them to go for us, then hey, are they going in the wrong direction? You know, like if a manufacturer makes something to do ABCDE, like if I make a laptop to work like a laptop, but the laptop wants to be a phone, you see, like that can't work. That means that you have upgrades to become a laptop, but why are you trying to become a phone? And so I feel like that's how it is with God. God wants us to be like laptops, you know, to be high powered, able to do like so many things. As well as to be able to make calls, you know, like Skype calls, can make calls by video. Like God has made us with upgrades that we are able to be more than we can imagine. And all we need to do is just to follow Him, is just to follow His voice and His instruction and what He wants us, I mean, what He wants for us. And that's it. Okay? So like, we just need to calm down and trust God. We need to calm down and just follow God's direction for us. And so that's why, you know, like God talks about the righteous prospering and the righteous being happy and giving the righteous the delights of their hearts, you know, the desires of their hearts when they delight in Him. That's because when you delight in God, God shows you the direction you were supposed to follow from the very beginning. And so you actually find your purpose, you find you who you were supposed to be and what He actually puts you on this earth to do. You know, when you pray to God and help and tell God, help us, Lord, to achieve our dreams. Help us, Lord, to do, you know, to do ABCDE. God is the one that planted those dreams in our hearts in the first place. God is the one who plants, you know, talents in us. The Bible teaches us this. So, like, yo, who better than the person who planted the talents in you to show you how to achieve everything that you want to achieve, to go to everywhere that you want to go and to help you to achieve your full potential? Who better than He, right? So let's stop and say, don't you to go extra? And I'm speaking to myself too, because I know that I have been extra, like a lot, my goodness. And God has worked on me and chipped away at me until He has brought me to this place where I am now, and I can actually talk about it. Because I mean, to ambali sana, I won't lie, I wasn't perfect. Like I'm not saying that I'm perfect now anyway. Like, we're all works in progress. The Bible tells us that every day God works us to change in ever increasing glory to become more like Him. So God is working on me too every day to be more like Him, just like He's working on you. Nobody's perfect. It's just that along the way, there are others that have gone ahead of others, and the Lord has taught them more than the ones that are behind, so that they can help the ones that are behind to also come to that same place and keep pulling each other along and pulling each other along, sharpening each other along as iron sharpens iron. That's what the Bible says in Psalms, I believe. So, like, let's continue to look to God, to look to each other as well. Like, if I'm sharper, I should also sharpen you so you can become the same kind of sharpness. And as we continue pulling each other along until we get there, right? Exactly. So I have been following God's voice, and the far that I have come, I feel like I should also help my brothers and sisters to also be able to understand how to talk to God, how to hear from God, and how to walk with God. So I hope you will give me your time today on Kappa K by Kathy K. This is a Faith, Life, and Tea Things Collide vlog, podcast. It's many things. And so on today's podcast, we're going to focus on faith. Of course, I'll pour in some life, maybe even some tea. Let's see how this goes, right? Yeah. So today we're going to talk about how to hear from God. Last time I'd been talking about how God has been guiding me and changing direction in my life and what he wanted me to do, and I was like, yo, and I was like, Lord, and look, what am I extra? So yeah, and look, I'm extra, but the Lord has been clarifying that to me along the way. And the thing that God told me that I thought was really funny was that God was like, I don't need to tell everything that he's doing in my life, Satan or buy or anything, but God was like, you know, some things are like between you and I, you know, like you don't have to tell everyone everything. I was like, Lord. But I was like, I understand. But the point was, he was just telling me that I don't have to give like a play-by-play of everything that we're doing together, but like I can help people understand that God is the one that gives direction in destiny, right? Like God is the one who tells you, go to China, study Chinese for 4 years, come back, and then we're going to do ABCDE, you know. And then God was telling me that I don't have to just teach Chinese for him to use that Chinese for his glory, right? Like, he has so many other plans for it. That's what he was saying to me. And so God takes us through all these paths, oh my Lord, and come extra. The Lord, I'm sorry, Father, forgive me, I don't want to use your name in vain, sorry. God takes us through many paths for different reasons, but all of them culminate into one thing: for the glory of his name. We're here for the glory of God. You know, sometimes we think that we're living for ourselves, but in essence we're living for God. God made us so that we can live with him, so that we can have relationship with him. The whole story of the Bible from Genesis was about God having relationship with man. God made man in his own image and his own likeness so that he can have relationship with us. What I love in the Bible is that the Lord used to visit Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening. Like, yo, guys, that is so cool. I can't. And I was telling the Lord the other day that I thought it was just the coolest thing that he used to visit them in the cool of the evening. You know, in the evening when it's quiet and it's chill and it's peaceful and feels nice. And then God comes to visit you and to chill with you and to just chat. I thought that was so cool. I really liked that. And so in my prayers to God, I've just been like, Father, I want to chill with you. I want to chill with you that you used to chill with people in the Old Testament. You know, like I liked that. I liked that chilling with Adam and Eve in the evening vibe. And I was like, yes, Lord, that's what I want. And you know, when you ask God, God actually answers prayers. The Bible tells us that to call unto me and I will answer. First of all, that's amazing. First of all, God says, call unto me and I will answer. So if you call him, he will answer. Call unto me and I will answer. And I will show you great and marvelous things. That's what the Bible says. So first of all, God wants us to call him, number one. Y'all, call God. Number two, God wants to answer us when we call him, you know. So let's be encouraged, guys. Let's keep on calling God. God will answer. You know, actually today what I want us to cover is the things that keep us from hearing the voice of God. Because last time after the podcast, I got so many like questions about hearing the voice of God, and like people really engaged about the topic on various social media platforms. And I was like, wow, this is really amazing. Like, hey, Father, see your waku. I was like, Father, this is really great. And then the people were asking me, so how do I hear the voice of God? And they were telling me, like, sometimes I feel like I do and sometimes I feel like I don't. So today we're going to find out that when we call God, does he answer? And when he answers, like, what is stopping us from hearing him when he answers, okay? So the first thing we're going to talk about is what hinders us from hearing God, okay? I had made Lendika notes, okay? This is how committed I am to this, by the way, Lendika notes, because I feel it's important, because I feel like there are some really important points that I need to cover. So the first thing that I have discovered while walking with God is, I hope my schema jogos give you a it's like morning, wow. But hey, this is all for Jesus, so y'all, I'm here for it. So the first thing that I wrote, or rather when I was making these points, I wrote about the things that I went through, the things that God revealed to me while I was learning how to hear his voice. And one of the things that God told me that keeps me from hearing his voice is that we are in our minds too much. Actually, the point in capital letters is, get out of your mind. Many exclamation points. Get out of your mind is the first thing. This is the first thing that keeps us from hearing the voice of God. Like, we are so, like, there's so much going on in our minds. This is what God calls noise. Like, there's so much going on in our heads. Baka, we can't even hear when God speaks. Last time we talked about God speaking in the whispers, right? And so if your mind is so full of so many other things, you won't be able to hear those whispers. If your mind is not tuned to God, who does hear? You won't hear, imagine? You won't hear. Abad Mandika, honey, you need a clear mind to let God infuse yours with His. Truly, truly. This is what God calls noise. The clutter in your mind. That's what I've written there, up when I was defining it. So, like, there's clutter in our minds, guys. Like, from life, from everywhere, from so many other things. And so when you have this clutter in our minds, we can't hear, you know, because we are busy focusing on those things. So what are, like, the clutter that we come across? There's worries, there's hobbies, there's things that we indulge in, there's the issue of self-importance, and we're going to break each and every one of them for the poly. So now let's talk about worries first. When you're worrying about things, imagine if you're sitting down with somebody and you're trying to have a conversation with them, but they're not present because they're thinking about 10 million other things that they haven't done and to do what. And actually this week I have been doing this, like, legit. I have been worrying to the point where I wasn't even hearing God. And then God just one day came to me and he was like, today, and he was like, get out of your head and hear me. That's what he said to me. Get out of your head and you can hear me. I was like, oh yeah, but then I've been busy in my head, sure, even after writing notes and everything. Like, sure, you wanna down, man. Even after writing notes and everything, like, I have been worrying about something. Like, it has been gnawing away at me and chewing away at me. And so, like, I haven't been paying attention to God, you know. And the Lord has been trying to encourage me all this time, trying to say positive things to me, trying to reach out to me and trying to pull me out of that funk, to pull me out of those worries and show me, yo, I'm here, I'm speaking, listen. You know, because God cares about His children. He wants to always encourage us and He's always excited about getting us to a better place. The Bible tells us that in my presence there is fullness of joy. At my right hand there are pleasures evermore. So when God is present with you, there is fullness of joy, because God is in of Himself joy. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. So when you're walking with God, God is Spirit, Father, Spirit, and Son. So when you're walking with God, you should have joy, you know? And God says that in His presence there is fullness of joy. So we should have joy when we're with God, you know? We should enjoy means no worrying, no thinking about 10 million things. Even if circumstances are happening around you or whatever, you don't worry, you know? Why? Because joy is circumstance proof. Joy is not affected by the circumstances. So when you're with God, you're not affected by whatever circumstances are happening in your life. Like, it doesn't matter, even if the world, the sky is falling and street what, or go to poor, because you know that you're with God. You're with the one who gives you all the joy. You're with your source. So nothing, no worry in the world matters. No. So throw away those worries and pay attention to what God is saying. And number two, this will shock you, by the way, hobbies. Like, wow, this one really surprised me. As I've been walking with God over this month, and as God has been preparing me and just shaping my mind and molding me, He told me that He had to take away my hobbies, you know. And when He was telling me this, I was like, what? Why? I didn't understand. I was like, hobbies? Like, that doesn't make sense. And then the Lord was like, these hobbies, when you fill your mind with so many other things, I don't have a place. Like, I don't have a place in your heart and in your mind. So when you're busy watching stuff, when you're busy reading stuff, when you're busy doing life, you don't have time for me. And so those hobbies, they fill up the spaces that I would have filled up. And so that's why you cannot hear me. Because your mind is thinking about that episode you watched, Jana, and the way it was lit. And it's thinking about, was Jamalza season 2, Amazuji, Waseo, season 3, and Kwanzaa, I haven't finished. And you're thinking about, hey, Kishon, and Kwanzaa, now say. And so those things become so important to you that they take the place of God. So God was telling me that my hobbies have become so important to me that they've taken the place of God. And this is God later revealed to me that He was not saying that I shouldn't have hobbies. He was just telling me that my hobbies should take, like, a backseat to Him. He told me, seek ye first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So throughout that process, when God took away my hobbies and just, like, totally overtook my time, He was teaching me that I should seek first His kingdom. He was teaching me about His kingdom, about who He is and everything else. And then at that point, he hadn't even told me that I was going to get my hobbies back. He hadn't even told me. I stopped everything, guys. I stopped being on social media. I stopped watching K-drama. I really like K-drama. I stopped watching anime. I stopped watching C-drama. Like, guys, I used to watch a lot of telly. I stopped. Actually, the thing is, I used to watch a lot of telly because I was using it as something to make me forget about my worries, about the things that were going on in life. And then God made me realize that I had exalted those things above Him. Like, those were the things that I was leaning on instead of leaning on Him. And I was like, wasai. Okay, wasai is like, wasai something I speak in Chinese words, but wasai is like a Chinese way to like express surprise. Wasai ni likoko 4 years. So yeah, so I was like, Lord, wow, imagine I hadn't seen it. But it's true, like, those things had taken the place of God in my life. Those things were now the ones that were comforting me. Those were the things that I was turning to feel better. And I was just like, no, child, bye, you need to stop, you know. And so the Lord helped me to stop. The Lord helped me to reorganize things properly. And I was like, so this is how it's supposed to be. So when I have worries and problems, I do my utmost best. And I only do this by the power of the Holy Spirit, because by my own strength, it's easy. I do my utmost best to turn to God and not to the hobbies. When I feel bad, first of all, my number one go-to place should be prayer. I should pray to God and be like, Father, hi, I am feeling really bad about ABCDE. ABCDE happened. And I just sit and I talk with God. God literally comes to me and He's like, my darling, you're not okay. Talk to me about it. Tell me about it. And then sometimes I'm like, hey, Father, I don't feel like talking about it because I might complain. He's like, fine, we're kuja too. Kuja, even if you complain, just come sit with me and talk with me about it. I will make you feel better. Those other things will not make you feel better. The TV shows, the nini, they will not take away the worry. They will, for a time you will forget, but after they're over, you will remember. But with me, I can take away the heavy load. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It will take away the heavy lifting. I'll do the heavy lifting for you, and you just have to carry the light weight. Imagine. Like, wow. I was like, Father. I was like, God, you're the best, you know. And so these days I've learned that whenever I am frustrated, I go to God first. That is the ideal. And that's what I try to do. Of course, I'm not perfect, but the Lord helps me, and that's what I do. Okay? So if you need God to help you with that, ask Him. The Bible tells us in James, last time I misquoted, the Bible tells us in James that you do not have because you do not ask. And the Bible also tells us in the Gospels to ask, seek, knock. Right? So just ask. Imagine, ask. God tells me to just ask. The Lord is always ready to do everything for us. It is His good pleasure to give us the kingdom. That's what the Bible tells us. God wants to give us good things. You know, every promise for God's children are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. God wants to say yes to you guys. God wants to help you. God wants to be there for you. God wants to carry the heavy loads. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, the Bible tells us. So give the heavy loads to God and take the light load, right? I mean, come on, it's so easy. It's not easy. Of course, in speaking, it's easy, but you just have to be ready. You just have to be willing. You know, God was telling me the other day that He just wants a willing heart, a willing and dutiful heart. That's it. That you're willing, first of all, to be with Him, and that you're willing to follow through on the promises that you are accepting as you go into the walk with Him. You know, being with God is being in a relationship, basically. In a relationship with somebody, like, there are various things that about that you'll be faithful to each other, you'll communicate and tender dates and these things, right? So it's the same thing with God. When you come to God, you want to be in a relationship with Him. You want to hang out with Him. You want to fellowship with Him. You want to worship Him. You want to be good to Him, you know. And in the future, I will definitely do a podcast about what is it called, being in a relationship with God, so that we can just be clearer on that. But so yeah, God wants to be there for you, to help you, to do the heavy lifting. So bring it to Him, okay? And then the best thing about talking to God is He always gives the best solutions, like the actual solutions. Every time I go to Him, I'm like, Lord, the world is falling apart. I feel like screaming, Stuart. The Lord tells me it's okay. First of all, breathe, take it easy, calm down. Everything is all right. You are with me. You're with me, and I hold the whole world in my hands. So what is difficult? What is difficult for me, right? The Bible tells us that with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is too hard for God. Like, come on. Power and might are in His hands, and none can stand against Him. So, when the Holy Spirit reminds me of these scriptures, and I'm feeling it, yes, Lord, come through. And I feel great, and I feel encouraged, and I'm like, I can take on whatever it is. And you know, when you go taking on whatever it is that you're facing with God, everything just looks so much easier and so much smaller. Like, gosh, why? Because you have that mind of Christ. Like, the Holy Spirit has infused you with the thinking and attitude of God. Pakayani, those things don't seem big anymore. And Also God tells me sometimes maybe these things that you're going through, they're supposed to teach you something, or don't worry, I'm there, I have it. Any God is always in control is what he always encourages me about. That makes me feel really, really good. It really encourages me. When I start fussing about things, like Sudri, maybe if I'm worrying about a shipment that is late or something, God will just come up to me and he'll be like, don't worry, I'm on it. It will be fine. Itakuja. Things like that. And that just makes me feel so much great, because God is in control of everything. God will make those shipment people move quickly. God will move situations around for me. I'm actually talking to somebody who can actually do something, you know, as opposed to turning to my hobbies and they won't actually solve the situation. But I'm actually bringing the problem to somebody who can actually do something about it. Isn't that amazing? Hey, Shose, let's talk to God about these things. Okay? These are just ambient noises, but hey, it's okay to share Zoya Koi channel. And then, I'm going to bless my workspace, Shose. Nyombeni, guys. Nyombeni. Pray for me. So, the next thing that causes us not to hear God is our indulgences, the things that we indulge in. So, the other day, I was chatting with God, and then God told me that sometimes the things that we enjoy can cause us to not hear him well, because we focus so much on the enjoyment that we derive from these things. And so just like with our hobbies, they become super important and then they take the place of God. And I was like what indulgences, Lord? And the Lord was like, sex. And I was like, hiya. And the Lord was like, relationships. And I was like, hiya. And the Lord was like, food. And I was like, hiya. And I was like, so how does this work? And then the Lord was like, you know, sometimes people make these things that they indulge in so important. They make it like they're more important than anything else. And so when you do that, the space of God in your life is non-existent, because you've already erected something there in the place of God. Is it how you enjoy food? Because the food one really shocked me. I was like, hiya. And the Lord was like, we should eat to be healthy. We shouldn't eat as though, you know, like gluttoniously, like we're inhaling food, like food is really what. In fact, I should do a vlog about our relationship with food, because God taught me about my relationship with food. And I was like, hiya. And then the Lord was like, I'm going to shape your mind as to how you enjoy food. And I'm going to do a podcast about that soon, because that was like really amazing. And it was just really cool. And we did a whole fast and everything. And God just opened my eyes to so many things. And I was like, yes, Lord, come through. I was just like, wow, I really like walking with God, because he teaches me so many things. And he cares about even the little things, even about my relationship with food. Because God was telling me, I enjoy food, but my relationship with food is strange. Okay, gosh, I don't want to get into this right now, but I will definitely do a podcast about it later. So yeah, God was telling me how we enjoy food, how we enjoy relationships and sex and things like this. And I was like, yeah. And of course, when I say sex, I'm talking about people who are married, y'all. I say, I'm just going to call it as it is. These are God's rules, not mine. And I won't sugarcoat it so that I can make us feel better, because God says that we should wait until we are married in order to, like, when we are one with one person forever, then that's when we can have sex. Yeah. And then God, hey, Konzapo, that one just needs also, it's its own podcast, because I'm going to tell you how sex really affects relationship with God and your walk and your spirit, man. Hey, child, I've seen for myself just how extra it is, because God has taught me about it. And I was like, wow, that is amazing. Lol, because I've actually just thought about something. No, I was just thinking about how maybe I should be clearer about this. And I don't know if I can say this here. Like, Father, can I say this? Like, do I even say this? The Lord is telling me to save it, so I will save it for that podcast. So, yeah. Anyway, so our indulgences, just like with the hobbies, like when you're busy enjoying something so much and you make it so important to the point that it's the one thing that matters to you. You know, like how you approach food, go to like, why? I can't wait to eat those cheapo. Then when you get them, you just inhale them. Or Sidri, just the way we think about food, like, oh, your chicken stewart, like, why? It's crazy, it's wild. I don't want to talk about this in depth here, because I feel like it just needs its own, like, sit down. And I will definitely schedule it and add it onto my list of topics, and we will definitely talk about it. But you can bring in any questions you have before that, so that by then I can cover it. Also, questions about sex and relationships or anything else that I've mentioned here, and then we can cover it later in another podcast, or we can talk about it in the comments, or you can find me on my socials that are linked in my profile, and then we can talk about it. Good. Yeah, so basically, when we make things more important than God, we can't hear the voice of God. When we, you know, like when we overindulge in things, usually they become small gods and they take the place of God. and also yearly they become our comfort space, our safe space. Actually, this is really just becoming about where we go to for comfort, you know. And it's like, wow, that's deep, Lord. Even the Lord is actually teaching me even right now as I'm speaking. That's really amazing. That's really cool. Thank you, Lord, for teaching. Please continue to teach us, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Yeah. So we've covered worries, we've covered hobbies, we've covered indulgences. Actually, this is what I wrote about indulgences. I said, or this is what the Lord led me. This is what the Lord led me to write about indulgences. It says, when your mind is filled with pleasures of the flesh, it is too cramped to hear the gentle whisper of the Lord. Let me read that again. When your mind is filled with pleasures of the flesh, it is too cramped to hear the gentle whisper of the Lord. So when your mind is filled with the pleasures of the flesh, like those are the indulgences that we engage in. And I'm not saying that it's bad to eat, or it's bad to be in a relationship, or it's bad to have sex at the right time, at God-ordained time. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when we overindulge, when our mind is filled with these things, it becomes too cramped and we can't hear God. When God is always speaking. Actually, God told me that He is always speaking to us. It's just that we can't hear, you know. Because somebody was telling me, does God... Like somebody, I was talking with somebody and somebody was like speaking along the lines that it's like, how did you come out the Lord? No, I think I'm misunderstanding this person. Actually, what the person was saying is they feel like maybe they're not hearing God. But, you know, the thing is, God is always speaking. And then the other day I was thinking, does God actually want to talk to us? And then God revealed the verse to me that He was saying, call unto me and I will answer. So when you call Him, He will answer. He will always answer. And you know, and God is always speaking, always whispering. There's another verse, it says, you will hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And I was like, what? So God has been saying these things in the Bible. If you talk to Jewy, these things are in the Old Testament, by the way. People always like, right off the Old Testament, no, Jesus brought a new dispensation. See, the Bible is the Bible as a whole because God wants us to learn from it from Genesis to Revelation. That's it. So it's a full package. It's a story that has been unfolding, pole. And then it culminates all in the book of Revelation. So like we should take the Bible as a whole. It is all very relevant. What Jesus did when He came is that He brought grace, because in the past people were not living in grace, and that is a whole other podcast episode altogether. But what Jesus did was that in the New Testament, now Jesus brought grace, but now we are able to approach God without the need of giving actual sacrifices like the guys in Kitambo used to do, like because it was a priest who had to go and give a sacrifice and then the people had to purify themselves and then now they could talk to God. But now Jesus already gave the sacrifice Himself, and then we are now purified, and now we can approach God and talk to Him and be free with Him. That's what God did for us. A God of relationship. Isn't that amazing? That God just always wants to be with us. So much so that He even sacrificed His own Son so that we can draw close to Him. So we don't have to go through the processes and steps and so many barriers. So this is a God who definitely wants to talk to us. Who definitely wants to have a relationship with us. And I'm just like, Father, come through. So let's talk to God. Let's invite God into our spaces, guys. He is more than willing. But then God is a gentleman. He doesn't force Himself on anyone, because God has given us the gift of free will to choose. So He won't force you to talk to you. You understand? And He won't force you to listen to Him. Will He speak? He will speak. But you have to be willing to listen to hear. That's how relationships work. God is not forcing anyone here. God has given us the choice. So it's up to us to choose whether we want to talk to Him or not. Okay? So think about it, my friends. Think about it, Polo too. And then another thing that God told me that keeps us from hearing Him is self-importance. Team me ndio najua. Team everything is about me. You know. And then, hey, the Lord told me that I would do it to sweetheart. You don't know anything. You know, that self-importance is pride, basically. And God does not like pride, you know. And so imagine if being in a relationship with somebody who always just cares and they just say like, I don't want to do, and you can't tell them anything. You wouldn't want to talk to that person. Of course, you would talk to them, but would this person listen? Would this person hear you and understand? And would you feel hard? No, you would not. And God has feelings, guys. Like surely, this whole story from the beginning of time was about relationships. So how can you have relationships if you don't have a relationship, you don't have feelings, you know? God is love, guys. Like surely, God is the feeling itself. You know, so yeah, like come on, guys, let's not be mean to God. Surely, let's not feel like we're the ones who know better. You know, I've been walking with God, and God is my friend. And I feel really bad when people treat my friends badly. And I'm not trying to bash you guys or anything. Please, no. Child, pay me, kitambo. I was doing all these things. I was worrying. I was overindulging in hobbies. My self-importance was just like up there. My relationship with food was not so great either. No, nah. So I'm not perfect. And I'm not saying that you guys don't hear God. Child, bye. I don't know what goes on between you and God. It's private. You know, God has private relationships with everybody who is listening to me here. Maybe there's somebody who even like has like a deeper understanding of this. You know, I'm not trying to say that I'm the expert, because I'm not. This is actually just God speaking through me to you guys. I'm just the mouthpiece here, the voice of the King, you know. I'm just a mouthpiece. So, Missy Jui Pia. So I'm not throwing shade. I'm not trying to like make myself seem like I'm better than anyone else. I'm not trying to be self-important. See what I've done there? Oh my goodness. Okay, stuck on extra. Today I've decided to calm down a bit. At least I'm trying. Hey. Yeah, so your self-importance, it translates to pride. And I feel like when you're with somebody who just cares so much, but the Lord is gracious enough, He continues to pursue us ferociously. Even when we are crazy and we are not listening, even when we are Bali and we don't even know He exists, God comes for us, you know, and I like that so much. Like Jesus came for us even when we're not expecting Him, you know. That's who our God is. Ish, God and I come through. Like, if there's anyone that you'd ever want to be in a relationship with, it's God, because He is faithful. He cannot be unfaithful. Like, how is He? It's not in His nature. He is perfect like that. And I love that about Him. And in all His perfection, He cares about us who are imperfect beings, and He just loves us and He wants to be with us. Anyway, He made us and then took us in, and then He was like, no, I'm not quitting on these guys. I will have to get them back, and I will have to bring them on the right path. And I was just like, Father, come through. And I know I like saying Father, come through so much, but it's just because, wow, it's beautiful. And it blows my mind that, imagine God made Adam and Eve, and then after a short while, okay, I'm not sure how long, they sinned against Him. And then instead of God, who had the power to destroy them, instead of destroying them, He decided to save them. He decided to make a plan to restore them back to Him. Now, if that's not love, I don't know what is. Of course, the Lord God Almighty is amazing. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us as much as you do. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Truly, 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 truly. Now, back to self-importance. So, don't make it about yourself. Don't be self-centered. You know, don't be like, hey, we're doing a jua. No. Just come to God with a humble heart. Come to God with humility. You know, come to God. No, God doesn't like pride. God likes when we are humble. And when you're humble, you will hear God. When you're proud, you will not. Why? Because your mind is filled with your own ideas. So why would anyone want to tell you new ideas? Or even if somebody told you new ideas, would you hear these new ideas? Najwa. Would you just be caught up in what you think is right? For a time there, I was in that space. And I'm just realizing that, hey, and yeah, I'm going to make a shape so that I can also talk about this. For a time that I was in that space where I thought, me don't know. And God would try to bring in new ideas to me, but I was just like stuck on what I thought I know. You know, so God taught me that, no, it's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to put down your idea so that you can pick up mine. Otherwise, how will I fill a space that is already full, you know? You know, I don't understand. So let's not be proud. If we choose to humble ourselves before God, if we choose to have an open mind, we can hear more from God. We can hear whatever it is that God actually wants to speak into us. But we have to have an open mind. We have to come willing to listen with an open space where God can infuse and, you know, just speak and actually impart in us the things that He wants to impart. And sometimes God just wants to have conversation with us. I'm sure when He was visiting Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening, He just wanted to sit with them, talk with them. Of course, God knows everything that happens in our lives, but can you imagine somebody who sees everything, who knows everything, like who is in everything, literally just wants to sit down with you and talk to you. He knows that you're going through difficult things, but He wants you to tell Him. He wants you to have engagement with Him, relationship with Him, you know? The other day I was reading from one of the pastors. He's a prophet that has been walking with me through my faith journey. And he was saying prayer is talking to God. It's a two-way thing. Like, you don't just come and say, Father, I need A, B, C, D, E. Father, thank you. Father, I praise you. Father, I bless you. Father, forgive me. Father, I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. It's not just supposed to be about that. Like, it's supposed to be like you come, you bring your request, you bring your praise, you bring your confession, you bring your thanksgiving, and then after that, you listen to God. God speaks back. It's a conversation. That's what prayer is. And that's why we're supposed to be able to hear the voice of God. You know, God is still speaking. Like, even from the Old Testament, God is still speaking. And he's speaking very much in this day and age. You just need to be attuned to him to hear what he is saying. If anyone has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. That's what Revelation keeps repeating over and over again. If anyone has ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. We need to hear the Spirit of God, but we cannot hear the Spirit of God when our minds are so full. When we are so, we have so much self-importance and so much pride in our minds, we can't hear. So guys, let's turn down the volume on all these things. Turn down the volume, guys. Self-importance, yoni uongo. That's a self-sense, a false sense of security. It's a lie. Atujui. We don't know, guys. Like, legit, we don't know. I know in this day and age, it's like, people are, you know, all, I got this, I can do this, I can handle all these things by myself, I'm independent and all of that. No, we get it wrong somewhere. We need God. Without God, we can't do anything. And that's the truth. It's just by his grace that we even draw breath. The breath that is from him, you know. And he's our manufacturer, so that we can not be confused about being cell phones when we are laptops. You understand? God is the only one who can give us direction in life to show us the way that we should go. God is the only one who can teach us how to do business. God is the only one who can make our lives easier, and he wants to make our lives easier, but we need to be able to hear him. God didn't make it so that, Jesus didn't come so that we have to go through pastors and preachers all the time in order to be able to hear him. No. Jesus came so that we can approach God directly and be able to hear him. If you're still using that old tactic of lazima uonge na preacher ndio usikie Mungu, ni lazima, no. Of course you should talk to your preacher and he should guide you. Even I do to this day. But God wants us to stop living like we're living in the Old Testament. God wants to speak to us directly on a direct line. And it's not a preserve of the special, it's a preserve for all of us. All of us who are willing to hear from him. All of us who are willing to walk with him. It is available to all of us. But we need to also be available to it. Okay? Good. And as I finish, I'd like to just say a short prayer for everyone. Okay? So that the Lord would just come and open our minds and open our hearts and clear out the clutter and allow us to be able to hear him. Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving, thanking you, O Lord, for allowing us to gather in this podcast. Thank you, Father, for visiting us, O Lord, in our ears, O God, through this platform, O God. I pray, O Lord, that you may be glorified and honored throughout this platform, O Lord. And I pray, O Lord, that the seeds that you're planting in the hearts of your children through this platform, Lord, will bear the fruit that you want it to bear. That they will be seasoned with salt, O God. That they will be encouraged and lifted and you know, and brought to a new space with you, O God, where they hear you, where they walk with you on a personal level, O God. This is your work, Father, it is not mine. So may you be glorified, O God, and may you reach out to your children, O God. And may you help them, O Lord, to declutter their minds, declutter their lives, O God, to put you first place, O God, and to put everything else, O Lord, after that, O God. And Father, may you have your way, O Lord, even as we walk with you, and may you enjoy relating with us, O Lord, and may we enjoy relating with you as well. May we have a two-way traffic prayer life with you, O God. And may be unto us, O Lord, according to your will, O Lord. Father, you say that your word, the word that you send forth does not return to you void, but that it accomplishes every purpose that you send it forth to accomplish, O Lord. So, Father, I pray that your word may accomplish every purpose that you have sent it forth to accomplish through this podcast, O God. And, Father, I pray that all the glory and all the honor and all the praise shall be back unto you, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the three in one God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Now, your podcast is like super serious, guys, but this was a really important topic, and I really felt like I wanted to do it justice, you know, because I want us all to make it home, and I want us to all enjoy the journey while we're on our way home to our Father. And, Lord, I don't want to make it complicated, but I know that I have just mentioned God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And in passing, I just want to say that the other day I learned about, you know, I was asking God, so how does the Holy Trinity work? I was like, Father, how does this work? And then the Lord was like, I will teach you, I will explain to you. And so he explained to me. And then, but I was still confused. And I was like, Lord, I think I need to understand this in the spirit. I can't understand this with, you know, my flesh mind. Like, I need to understand it in the spirit. And so, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord was like, Sarah, I'll just explain, yeah. And so the Lord explained to me and I understood. But later he showed me like I was on Insta. This is how God finds me in the best possible ways. I was on Instagram and I was looking at the page of one of the... she's like, what should I call her? A vlogger? She's like a vlogger, but she's... that has a unique lineage, but okay, let me just keep it simple. She's like a faith-based vlogger. And what she does is that she makes devotionals. These devotionals are like really cool and they're like really peaceful and they're like the meditating types. Like the holy meditating types. I'm not talking about yoga. I'm talking about like Jesus-infused meditating types. And... so when you listen to her, I felt, wow, the peace of God, and you feel like the spirit of God moving, and when I felt too, wow, like God is in that vlog, you know. And so I like watching her stuff. Like they're really, like they make me feel peaceful, and they're so nice and light and cute and refreshing. I like them. So I was on her page, and I don't do it in front of her. Oh, I was looking at her stories, and then I found one story, one of some Mangala stories, got that, and then. One story pops up and he's like, I don't remember his name, but he's a guy who used to be a Muslim, but he converted and is now a Christian. And then he was explaining about, and he's a minister of the Word of God, and he was explaining about the Holy Trinity. And so this is what he said, and I said I must share this because I was like, yes, Father, this is the answer to my prayers. So I was like, and then he was like, so he was asked, so can you explain the Holy Trinity? And then he was like, the Holy Trinity is like this, and Father, I hope I pray I get this right. Please, Holy Spirit, help me to get this right. It was that God is one, and that's what we are taught throughout the Bible. And the Bible even says there is only one God, like it's in the Bible. Said a story, there is only one God. But now the thing is, God is the being, right? And then the being has three parts. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit, but he's still one. Okay, I'm sure I'm not confused. Father, please go with this one. Please, what else got confused? So, like, maybe other people are not confused today, but if people are confused, Father, teach us. Please teach us. So, like, when you see, even this is how God also explained to me. I told him, say, the preacher, he was like, the way we are, mind, we are like the flesh, with flesh, spirit, and soul, isn't it? Yeah, like with flesh, spirit, and soul. So it's in the same way, we have the all three things, but we are one being, correct? So that's the same way it works with God. Like, God is one. Like human beings, isn't it? Why am I being like dramatic? I can't say help me tell you. So, like, God, like, you see, the other human being is like mind, spirit, and soul. So God is also God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But he's still one person. I was like, Father, come through. And then he was like, so like, why did Jesus say that the Father is greater than me? What does that mean? But God is equal. And then the guy was like in an organization, there's the CEO, there's the VP, things like that. So it's like that. So there's a CEO and there's a VP and things like that. There's a hierarchy of sorts. And so God the Father is like the head. And even God himself told me this. And subhanallah, and my mind was just being blown over there. And I was like, wait, Father. So yeah, so it's the same thing. So that's why Jesus was saying that the Father is greater, but God is still God and he's still great. Understand? Yeah. Okay, guys, I hope you're confused. But if I have, please, we can talk about this more later. Even as God continues to teach me more and reveal more to me about it, I will come and tell you guys more about it as well. Yeah. But thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. The joy today was a bit lengthy, but it's because we were talking about something really important. And I just hope and pray that God will meet you where you need him to meet you. You know? Where you even don't know that you need him to meet you. That's my sincere prayer. And I hope that we've enjoyed today, and I hope that we've learned something new. I know I have, even in the course of this podcast. So that's great. And please continue to tune in. More podcast episodes coming up. This podcast is on various platforms. If you go to my Instagram page, you can find it also on listening only platforms. I'm on anchor.fm. I'm on Google Podcasts. I'm on Spotify for those of you who are in America. I'm on, what else? Like, I'm on various platforms. It's there on my Instagram profile. Just go to my Instagram and then click on the link tree there, and then you'll find the links to all the places where you can listen to this podcast. People ask me sometimes why I chose to do a podcast. I chose to do a podcast because God told me to do a podcast, guys. Yeah, like, my initial intention was actually to do a vlog, but the Lord was like, and then a podcast. And I was like, okay. And then the Lord was like, we'll just get on a vlog. And I was like, yeah. But he was like, no, just wait. Yeah, he was like, just wait. Okay, so my intention was to do a vlog, legit. But then the Lord was like, start with a podcast. And so here I am, just obeying what God is telling me to do. So, wase, please may you be encouraged by this podcast. Podcast ni Mungu, wase. Faith, life, and teachings collide. My whole life is God, and God is my whole life. And that's just the truth. And so I hope that also the Lord would bring you to a place where He is your whole life. You know, where He infuses your everything, and just your life just starts from Him, and then it becomes everything else. Like, it's the best kind of life, I say. My life is so much easier, I can assure you. God teaches me about how to do business. God teaches me about so many things, about how to teach. God tells me so many things, guys. And I want you to have the same kind of relationship with Him, where He tells you everything. So that people will make life easier. That's what God wants for all of us, to make the Lord lighter. I keep repeating this verse because God keeps repeating it to me too. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So exchange that yoke, guys. Give Him the heavy stuff, take the light stuff, and live a freer, happier, lighter life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please, let's continue the conversation on social. Also, on my link tree there, there's the link to my Bible, the Bible that I use. When you go there, you can also find the plans that I read and all the stuff that I engage in to be able to help me to have a deeper, more refreshing, awesome relationship with God, where God is not just a scary being in the sky, but God is actually a God who is all around us, and He wants to have a relationship with us. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you guys so much. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and I will see you next week, God willing. Toodaloo.